You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, Kings fans, Mikey here, one of your in-arena hosts for your LA Kings, and boy, do I love when you bring that energy and excitement to every single home game. Speaking of energy and excitement, make sure you check out the Kings Realm podcast. They cover everything from hockey to sports, movies, and of course, cereal. That's right, all the important topics covered right here on the Kings Realm podcast. And go, Kings, go.
Welcome to the Kings Realm presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. Be sure to follow us on social media at Kings Realm Pod and leave us a voicemail or send us a text at 562-317-0087. So, the Kings are third in the division with a 20-10-7 record after they went 0-1-2 last week. That 20 hasn't changed in a couple weeks because our boys are on a six-game losing streak.
Ouch.
Yeah. Somehow, we salvaged 3 points out of those games. So, well, it's 500, I guess. So,
$20 is $20. My line. Never mind.
Yeah. I'm Dennis Wilson. As James Woodlock.
$20 is $20.
And Jordan Heckman.
My vodka soda tastes a lot like soda. So, I'm thinking that all the vodka's at the bottom. So, wish you luck.
Well, you're going to find out sooner or later.
Yep. And Jane's here.
Jane's so
is
first.
Is it first or last?
Ricky Bobby.
Another excellent.
I must have been drunk when I said that.
I said that? Listen, that's ridiculous because you got second place. You got third place.
Yeah. Hell, you can be fourth.
That's apparently what the Kings have been thinking lately. I think that's the coach's talk in the locker room.
I guess. Oh my God. Do we need to do this tonight?
Contractually, yes.
God damn it. Okay.
30 minutes of some of our best pod.
It's going to be at least an hour.
Let's be honest.
Lesby.
Well, we got some shit we can talk about, I'm sure.
Yeah, no problem. One thing we can talk about is DraftKings. We know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice. This week,
score.
New customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. So, download DraftKings Sportsbook app now with promo code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on NHL and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with promo code THPN. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours, 7 days. After issuance, see dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the NHL and National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024, all rights reserved.
Boom.
Hi, Hannah at a stoplight.
Hi, Hannah. Hey, Hannah, did you go to a Clippers game on purpose or did you sing? Answer when you can legally do so.
When it's safe.
Yeah, when it's safe.
Another red light.
Miss you too, Hannah.
Hope you got a fresh Dr. Pepper with you, because apparently that's how you do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right.
That's where the term road soda came from, right?
Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah. All right. Do we, need to talk about these games?
I mean, you can just announce the scores and we can move on.
No. Let's do this. I wrote the notes. I might as well. All right. Detroit at home. Our last home game before, what is it, six-game road trip. Kempe gets going for the Kings early in the first, followed by offensive powerhouse Matt Roy's first goal of the season to give LA a 2-0 lead.
Beautiful goal being right there, too.
Bookmark that part. Yeah, right.
I'm going to point out all the silver linings here.
Just boom. Uh-huh. Matt Roy looking like it was planned.
Looking like it was planned. Detroit answers back with two goals in the second and then another in the third to take the lead away for the Kings. But Kempe answers back with his second of the game to tie it up before sending it to OT. After a scoreless overtime, we head to the shootout where the Kings do what they currently do best and drop a point in said shootout as they fail to get one past the Red Wings' netminder.
And of course, it had to be who?
Lion.
Kane.
Oh, yeah, that's Patrick right.
Kane.
Yeah, that sucks. Hey, speaking of which, he's like trending to like my 15 goals pretty easily, by the way.
I called that
pickup a success. Mind you, this one didn't count, but
no, but it's funny how they immediately started doing worse once they added him, but he's doing well.
Yeah, but did you see the, I don't know if you want to call it a conspiracy theory or like the just theory in general that Yzerman just picked him up to flip him. Like, hey, we're going to let him play good, and then we're going to flip him for picks.
Could happen.
Maybe.
It's not the first time something like that's happened.
It paid off in this game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately.
Of course, Kempe and Moore not scoring didn't help either.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they need to switch that up, having Moore go first, because it didn't work in the third game either this week. All right, moving on. Washington. We've been swept by them officially. With a scoreless first period in the rearview mirror, Kings legend Nick Dowd gets the Caps on the scoreboard first.
It does hurt more when it's one of our old guys.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, it does. It seems like they're like all around the league now, because it's really frustrating. Like, even fucking Mikey Isimont got an assist in the Tampa Bay fucking... Yeah.
Yeah, so I said it's a theme.
That's
Martin Jones.
That's LA Kings Marty. Deep cuts.
Amadio. Yeah. Amadio earlier. Mm-hmm. Like that started the losing streak.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it Mick Amadio? Because he always scores against us?
No. No.
I don't know. All right. Kempe follows up with a power play goal before Fiala lights the lamp to give the Kings the lead. But Washington answers back before the period ends as we are all tied up going into the third. Fiala answers the bell on the power play for his second goal of the game, but the Caps answer back with with a goal from some dude with a hyphenated name, and John Carlson puts the nail in the coffin with the final goal of the game.
Less than a minute left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No point there, 59 boys.
9 seconds. Man, that is less than a minute seems to be, it was a huge theme like 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
but, I'm starting to get those nerves again in that last minute of any period.
Yeah, it's a big thing for me. Like almost
anytime
on
they go up 2-0.
Now that's a thing. Yeah, now that's a thing. Yeah. Stop trending with wrong shit. Bad media is not always just media, right?
I kind of wonder, like, if it's a kind of like how you know everybody got into like the psychology of the reverse sweep. You know, you won the first game, and it's like, uh-oh. Yeah, we still got it. Second game, it's like, oh, shit. Now it's in your head, right? So they go up 2-0. Like, is it now in their head?
Like, okay.
Are they playing differently?
Yeah.
Like, more panicked, I guess, or more worried. I don't know. They're not.
Being up 2-0?
Being up 2-0 because they've been blowing those leads, like. Or are they just like, are they trying to do too much to like,
I don't think so.
to hold that lead rather? Cause I mean, it seems like I've heard other people talking about like, they just don't seem very aggressive after they get that lead. It's like they take the foot off the gas every fucking game.
Here's what I see now. I've been watching this is that it seems like teams have figured out, like we've been managing the game. Most every game teams have kind of figured out the system. And they have the Kings on their heels. Like, you don't see crisp formations. You see missed passes. As great as Fiala does, it seems like every time I see him, he's putting a pass past somebody out of the zone or giving up, you know, our power play. Like, I just see things from him that and I know he's doing well. So it's, you know, it's kind of silly. When we were winning games, everybody was like, well, okay, those are nitpicky things.
Yeah,
they're no longer nitpicky things with a 6-game losing streak.
But he also in, I think it was the Tampa Bay game or it was one of the last two games, he also back checked, stripped the puck, and went back the other way and had a chance.
Yeah.
So he did.
That's cool.
He gives us everything. He's a well-rounded player.
But He's, you take the good with the bad.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm seeing like three or four just like passes, not even close in a game.
Yeah. No, there's that. And it's not just him that's doing that. Like Moore's made some bad passes. You know, just it's everybody right now.
It is. I it sticks out in my head for him. I started watching and then I wanted to like sit and watch a game and just try and catch how many bad passes, because it's been that significant. And you know, from the whole team, I've seen from Kopitar too. So
that's a key. That does seem like the solution to beating the Kings, right? That's the playbook right now, is get them off their passing game, and they don't know what to do. And there was periods when they were playing well where we would see that, but they get their shit together like in the second or the third and they'd walk away with the win. But now it's obviously six in a row, and we're seeing bad passes night after night, stupid mistakes. And I think as a result of the lack of crisp passing, that's definitely the formula to beat the Kings, is to get them off their passing game.
I don't know if you've seen this, Jordan, yet in kid sports, but sometimes there's those kids that aren't as skilled, and you can tell when they get the ball, they don't want it. See a lot in like kids football. So then they seriously panic when they have the, and I feel like I've gotten that same feeling from the Kings in the last four games, where when they get the puck, it seems like it's a rush to move it, to get it out.
Yeah.
But not necessarily in the right way or in the right direction, or, you know, tape to tape or whatever it is. Like, it seems like there's always a rush to move it, and you want to keep the puck moving, but you want to at least take a second to make sure you're putting it where it needs to be. I've seen a lack of that lately, and that's frustrating.
It's just a lot of like the passes to no one, right?
If you're not enjoying, if you're not tuned in on the Twitch and you're listening to this in the comfort of your own vehicle, you really need to do it every once in a while, because Jaden just absolutely ripped into a chat bot right now. It was fucking great.
Well played, Jay. Yeah. That's great. And if you're just seeing the chat on the screen, you didn't see the bot that, oh, maybe you do. But yeah, that was pretty fun. I forget they can see the back end too, the whole chat there.
Only on Twitch, not on Twitter.
There you go.
Now we're both looking.
Come Twitch it up. Twitch it up, you know?
We do have someone on Twitch.
The next one. Oh, look. Another scoreless first period. And oh, look.
A 2-0 lead?
Taking a 2-0 lead.
Wow.
Yeah.
What happened?
With goals from Deneau and offensive powerhouse Matt Roy. Second of the week. Yeah, silver linings, baby.
That's all we got.
That's that movie,
Matt
right?
Roy sandwich.
Mm-hmm. The Kings had a successful challenge for goalie interference to keep the Lightning off the scoreboard, I think, in the second period.
Yep.
Tampa Bay then answers back with two goals of their own in the third to tie it up before sending it to OT, where the Kings drop the extra point for the second time this week. That's all I got.
Man, if we could just held on 59 more seconds, we would have ran the board. Someone should have walked away and went to take a piss when we did the call last week. They would have been killing it.
I already said I'm calling OTLs until they prove otherwise.
I can't wait to see that go into effect. That's going to be my favorite.
What? When they... I'm doing it. I'm calling OTLs.
Okay. You call in OTLs.
Three OTLs.
Four this week, baby.
Oh,
it's
boy.
About to get fucking weird.
That's a commitment.
That is four commitment. Is a commitment. Right, I'm you know what? Fuck it.
Why not, just put it in right now.
It's all for bragging rights.
And I'll tell you what, if you come out with at least half of them, holy shit.
We're not worthy.
Yeah, really.
Just gaming the system here.
Yeah.
Hey, until they can prove otherwise. We got to do it.
I don't know if we want to talk too much more about this Tampa Bay game, but I could move on. It was frustrating. Definitely another game.
A lot of PLD talk this week.
Oh, God.
Yeah, after coming off of a couple weeks ago when Todd was saying he was playing some of his best Kings hockey.
Yeah, people want to act like it's his fault or something. It's not. Everybody's making mistakes. Like,
he's not helping.
No, I'm not.
He's not. He does have the reputation, so obviously it's easy to point the finger. And I'm still...
He had a good game the other night.
Yeah.
One of his best games. It was still a loss. I'm sure people still tried to blame him for it because of maybe one mistake.
Was that the one with the turnover?
I don't know.
That was, I don't know. Anyways, I don't know. It sucks to lose to Tampa.
I mean, kind of used to it, but.
I know.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, what was that stat? The last time we beat him was like the first time in like 9 years or some bullshit.
Something stupid. I think that was at home or something, right?
Yeah, I think it was at home. It was the first time that we beat Tampa Bay at home in like 7 years.
Something stupid.
Jaden will tell us. Right, Jaden? Right. All right. Hannah must be on the freeway. Or she's sitting all greens. All right, James, get us there.
General Notables brought to you by Mrs. Zach.
We kind of glazed over this in the last game's notes, but the Kings had a successful challenge for goalie interference.
Yep.
It went the Kings' way. That was amazing.
It was.
Yeah. It just that doesn't happen. And it did.
That was kind of a weird like sequence, though. Like, they didn't say it was a goal on the ice. Then they said it was a goal. Mm-hmm. And then they came back and said, yep, it's a goal. And then it was challenged. And, nope, it's not a goal.
Nope.
It's like,
yeah, Foxy was all over that call.
Oh, yeah.
Like, immediately.
So was Timoney.
Yeah.
Timoney, yeah, like, the first replay is like, Todd needs to challenge that.
Hey, you know, those AHL off-ice officials, yeah.
They know their shit, dude.
They don't
they fuck
around.
They officially know their shit. Okay, anyways.
There was a couple different interferences there, I guess you could have gone with. The original, like, kind of skate on skate, and he drug him across, mm-hmm. which got him on his ass. And then there was also the stick, like, prying his legs open. Calm down, Jordan.
That's rape.
Done me nasty.
So, yeah. Interference. Dig it.
If he would have had consent, would have still been interference?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Jordan's still learning what consent is.
Here's a fun fact. The Kings are tied for fifth in the league for OT losses with 7.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
With who?
If it makes you feel any better. Any better. Oh, they are tied with the Maple Leafs at 7. And then the Bruins have 8. The Columbus Blue Jackets have 9. Tied with the Kraken. And the New York Islanders have 10 OT losses.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Don't feel so bad anymore, but
yeah.
Good Lord.
I still feel pretty bad.
Yeah.
But
it could be worse.
Yep. Could be the Islanders. And that would suck.
Yeah. Glad I'm not the Islanders.
A little bit of good news. The Kings still own the best PK in the league at 87.6%.
Doesn't feel like it.
No. Holding on strong. And they had a decent power play outing in one game. They had two power play goals in the game against Washington.
Yeah, power play is turning around a little bit.
Yeah, well.
I said a little bit.
One day at a time here, folks. One day at a time.
Don't want to jinx it.
Yeah, it's not a pattern yet.
Like Jordan jinxed the last game.
I just had all the facts, and I restated all the facts, and I was correct.
I mean, that means it's his fault, right?
You're both right.
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about because you weren't in the conversation, because that'd be weird. When the Kings were up 2-0 against
the NSA.
That's true. Well, someone's got Pegasus installed on their phones or something. When the Kings were up 2-0, I told these guys that they were going to lose, and in fact, they did lose to Tampa Bay. So you're welcome. I'll take the blame.
You and a bunch of other people on Twitter.
If you want the 10%, you didn't say Akil, so you do have an out. Just just I mean, from your official 10%er.
All right. Brett Clark was named to the AHL All-Star Game. However, yeah, fantastic. That's fantastic.
I didn't hear AHL at first. I was like, wait, what? How?
Got I'm it. Sorry. What?
Got it.
However, Fagamo was snubbed. For those of you who don't know, he's been pretty fucking good since his return to the Kings organization. Fagamo has scored 18 goals, 7 of those being power play goals, and 13 assists for a total of 31 points in just 22 games.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's like 1.46 points.
What'd they do to him in Nashville?
I don't know. Maybe he had some good barbecue or something. I don't know. His 18 goals are only 2 off the league lead, which have come in 34 games.
Good Lord.
Uh-huh. Yeah. If that guy doesn't get a vote into the All-Star game, it's going to be a fucking crime.
Yeah, there's and still fan vote.
And that's not to diminish the validity of Brent Clark's spot there. He's been also fucking excellent. I don't have the stats in front of me.
Top scoring defenseman in the AHL.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, 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 yep.
That gets you in when you're the top guy in the whole league.
Yeah, in your position. It's usually what happens.
He does also lead the Reign in assist at 25. Also points, total points with 31. That's one more than Fagamo.
It was pretty cool that they kept, like Jim kept pointing out, like how he was asking for the puck in the one game he played. Mm-hmm. You know, he's always trying to look for the offense, which bit him in the ass and the goal against, but stuff they can clean up, but it's painful, when you're on a losing streak.
But if you look at it, he also was passing when the time was right too. Like, he had some really key passes, one in the power play. And so it was like he's not just a guy coming in like, I'm going to make my mark and I want to get shots. Mm-hmm. He's taking them when he knows he's got them. He's moving into position for the shot. But if it doesn't work, he gets immediately back in and starts digging down.
He erred on the side of caution a little bit.
But
he did make his moves. But there was a couple where he probably could have done a little bit more with it rather than passing. But
yeah, and that might just be getting to know the rest of the team.
Yeah, I don't expect him to make those plays every time. So,
but getting on the power play was good. Getting some power play minutes, he got I think like 15 and change minutes on ice.
Not bad. 15, what do you think about taking Spence out so that he got a game? Or do you think they should have slid one of them over to the right and taken England out?
I think the big one that people were complaining about that was against Washington. And you need somebody in there to protect your guys against Tom douchebag Tom fucking Wilson.
Fair.
Unless he's on our team. so I don't hate it. I don't hate England being in the lineup for that game. And I also, we saw last year having defensemen play on their offside didn't work out so well. So I don't want to force, if we can, don't force a player in and move somebody on their offside just to have that player in. I think the answer is give him a shot over Spence.
And Spence has been playing so well, though.
He has, but they are a lot of the same player. Like, they drive the offense from the defensive side. They're both, you know, they should both be in charge of a power play. So it's tough. That's kind of the easiest place to slot him in. That makes the most sense. But you're right. Yeah. Spence has been playing good, so it is hard.
That's why I'm not a coach.
Yeah. Well.
Hi, Mikey. You didn't even let us know you were here, so it's hard to know that you were in Idaho. But
Mikey,
I appreciate you telling us.
Mikey to ho.
See, what has everybody else been harping? What are other people harping on? I had something else. Starting OT with it's Doughty, Kopi, and Kempe, I think. Mm-hmm. Start every OT with that. A lot of people are calling for the Deneau unit to be out there. What do you feel about that?
I think top line versus top line, like your top players start it. And I'll tell you what, like Kopi's a strong 200-foot player. So that's who I think I would want out. I honestly would want them out there. That's who I would put out there. And you got someone with speed in Kempe that can get ahead and take the pass and drive it in. And
which we haven't seen him use that really in OT yet.
I know. But
how he used to just like circle the zone and then go in and score.
I mean, the only bit you can have is that you got two, you know, mid-30 players out there starting it off. But you also have two of the most skilled players out there with Kempe starting it off. So I don't hate it. I don't, you know, and that's where I flip from the power play to like 3-on-3. Three on three is very much a puck possession strategy. And those are some of the best puck possession people on the team.
Fair. What about Byfield not playing in OT? It's another complaint I see. It's kind of a where do you put them?
Yeah.
Situation, but.
And maybe they just haven't seen that pair, someone to pair him with that plays, you know, that, you know, in a three-man team, it seems like they all gel very well. But if you break that down into two, who pairs well with them, you know, keeping puck possession in mind? And
well,
QB is still... He's still finding himself when it comes to, you know, those one-on-ones. And, you know, he does give up some pucks. So
I think if he can figure out a way to be or find his way into that OT, I think, you know, he will eventually be fucking deadly in OT. Size, speed, he'll be able to protect the puck. Yeah. He finds a person that he can play with in OT and everything. I think he's going to be deadly in the future.
Anybody talking about that, I think you just haven't given enough time for them to figure out the right play for him. He's going to get there.
Yeah.
He absolutely will get there.
He hasn't had a ton of time with other line mates, so he doesn't. He hasn't had a ton of time to gel with those guys. He's been on the top line since the middle of last season, so that's part of it. You know, if he doesn't. He can't communicate on the ice with somebody else, or he's not able to feel that person out. It doesn't make sense to have him out there until they figure that out. Maybe he's going to have to be forced into OT with an injury or something. I don't know.
Well, but, you know, in every off season that AK gets 1 year older, right, it becomes more apparent that you're going to have more options. So I'm sure that, you know, in the off season, that's probably a focus of the team, that we have to really figure out these pairs.
If you were to throw him out there with anybody on the team, who'd you throw him out there with right now?
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm bringing up the what's being said out there. I absolutely believe it's a where do you put him? Yeah. I don't know who you put him with.
Gavrikov, QB, Dubois, just big motherfuckers on the ice.
Jesus.
Not that Gavrikov is like Mr., you know, offensive facilitator, but
I could see him going with Kempe, but Kempe's paired with Kopi. I think him. Yeah. And
I wouldn't mind him with Deneau. Like, I feel like you have a little more puck protection with Deneau, and
but that's why they put Fiala out there with him.
Yeah, I know, but I honestly think given time, QB would do better than Fiala.
Get some finish. In the NHL?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but I think.
Isn't Deneau Finnish? I mean, not Deneau. Fiala. Sorry.
Swiss. Well,
on paper, yeah.
He's Swiss. Like, didn't he play in, like, Sweden or something? No, I guess he played in Finland, right?
Yeah, that's I think, probably, if it's not Kempe, in my mind, it's Deneau.
Yeah, well, I mean, right now, he's playing wing, right? So he'd have to figure out how to win faceoffs and all that shit to be able to play with Kempe. So
there's a lot to do.
Deneau's the easiest one.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
No, we haven't talked about that, Mikey. And that was coming up next.
What's that?
Barefoot.
Nope. Haven't gotten there.
Nope. All right. Moving on to that. Should we move on to that? Cause that was almost next. All right. Tobias Bjornfoot. was put on waivers in the transaction bringing up Brant Clark, and he was immediately almost claimed by your Las Vegas Knights.
Swoop!
Yeah. Who have been hurting very much badly on defense, and as much as I hate to see him go to Vegas or anywhere else in the division, I am excited to see him get a second shot and hopefully be successful. Not too successful, but...
Mike says, like, who are you calling your?
Yeah.
I thought Scott was on. That's all.
Fair.
Yeah, that was just for Scott.
Yeah.
Or when he listens later.
Yeah.
On Friday or Saturday.
Throwing some shade.
That's what I do. No, but I mean, we kind of talked about this offline. Like, I feel like mostly due to circumstances of the team at the time, Bjornfoot was mishandled's not the right word. I've been trying to think of a better word since I said that, but he was forced into something or to a situation he wasn't ready for. Defensemen typically take a lot more time to develop. And he was thrown in the fire at a very young age.
The thing is,
drafted and played over 100 games.
And that year he did great.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, he's the reason the Kings were, or a big reason is why the Kings were as good as they were that year.
Yeah. So the spark is there. The talent is there. I think a reset is what someone like that needs.
Different system.
Well, if you,
sure.
If you listen to Todd, one of Todd's interviews, I think it was a practice, when they put him on waivers before he was claimed, he was just basically saying, like, look, he needs to play and he's not playing here. Yeah. It's not fair to him. Like, he should be excited to go down and get some games and hopefully no one claims him because we'd love to have him back up here.
Right.
So unfortunately he got claimed. So, and he's getting games.
Maybe it'll be like a Fagamo thing that when they get their defenseman back, they'll, you know.
I wonder what the rules are around that. Because he was up here for so long. I don't know if there's always those weird rules that change. I'm sure Guy Incognito will pop on and tell me that no, it doesn't.
In regard to what?
How they were able to claim him back, the Fagamo.
Oh, gotcha.
So I don't know if that... if the same rules would apply because he was up here for so long, but he also didn't get any games really. So did he play? Has he played one game yet this year?
Not on the club.
I don't think so.
Only with
the
rain.
So I don't know if the same rules apply. It might. It'd be awesome if you can get him back after he's gotten some NHL games in another system.
Yeah.
Come teach us their secrets.
Right.
Hey, it did, did Fagamo some good.
Yeah. Dude's fucking lighting it up. Light it up.
And when's his call?
All right. Moving on to the rest of the NHL. Connor Bedard has been placed on long-term IR with a jaw fracture and will be out 6 to 8 weeks following his surgery.
6 to 8? That's a whole year.
6 to 8?
Plus.
Hey, maybe next time you don't talk so much shit. Bust your jaw.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
If you would have just called me daddy.
Conspiracy theory is that had
a problem. said Corey Perry.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Perry paid off the dude to go hit him.
Yeah, no shit. Oh yeah. Speaking of which, Corey Perry met with Bettman today.
Yeah, I heard about this.
He's been cleared to be picked up by any team in the NHL.
It'll be interesting to see if anybody does.
It's gonna be fucking Vegas.
Who's left? Who's left?
Don't do it, Blake. Don't do it.
Who wants to lose in the Stanley Cup Finals?
Right?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That same game that Bedard went out with his broken jaw, was it Foligno who was on their team also went out? And, like, they showed, like, the roster afterwards, and it was, like, legit an AHL team.
Oh, my God.
And, like, they've won a couple games with, like, nobody on their team because, like, Seth Jones is out.
Yeah.
Obviously, Perry's gone.
Good Lord.
Bedard, Foligno. Who else is on that team?
I don't even know.
Griswold.
Griswold. Clark Griswold.
He got his jersey.
Yeah.
Prove me wrong.
Yeah. It's right here. I mean, he plays 00.
I'm trying to go back to like think
which,
of like
which you can't wear in the NHL, by the way.
Yeah. Why not?
It's a good question. That's another guy question, but it is not allowed to be worn in the NHL.
I feel that's like why, other sports allow
that's
it.
That's why Kaleo wore it.
Because yeah, Batman is no fun.
I guess. Kaleo told me too. We were in the Canadiens locker room at the Hall of Fame. And he told me why. I can't remember what it was. I think I was still let's in see. Awe.
Is it retired? Like
no.
Like 99?
No, it's an actual.
Are you allowed to wear it in NFL?
You are allowed to wear zero, but not double zero.
Okay.
You're allowed to wear zero in basketball. I don't believe it's allowed in baseball.
That's a reasonable reason.
They cannot. Okay. The National Hockey League no longer permits zero nor double zero for jersey numbers as they cannot be entered into the NHL's database.
That's.
And the available numbers only go up to 98 since the league retired number 99 in honor of Wayne Gretzky.
That's a good reason.
That's also like the most boring reason
I
ever.
I feel like it in would just take. I feel like it would take someone like 10 minutes of coding to figure that out.
You're like, just update.
Yeah, here we go.
Just hit the update.
Hit the update button. Like, holy shit, it works now.
It's like when you're Excel, you have those zip codes that are start with zero, and Excel only gives you four digits instead of five.
Here's another site. This is due to the NHL not being able to register anyone with the number with that number in the database.
That's hilarious.
It's a fucking IT fucking problem.
That's crazy.
Like, did they not like update for like
Y2K?
Like, Y2K?
Yeah. Y2K? Yeah. Like, that's what the it is.
they're still holding out. They're not sure that it's still gonna work.
Yeah.
Are they still using dial up? Like, what's the deal? Like, hey, you can't be updating the database and on the phone at the same time.
They were holding on.
They're like
for the,
Teams. What the fuck is Teams? We've got AIMS, baby.
Yeah.
They were holding off for the end of the Mayan calendar, and then they just forgot about it.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, what's up, ASL, baby?
Like, technically, no one's asked us, so I think we're still good.
That's funny. Fucking IT problem.
That is so NHL. Like,
that is the most NHL fucking reason ever.
Like I wish it was like somebody like who wore double zero fucked Batman's mom in high school or something like that. But no, IT thing. Like that would have been a way better story. But this is also a pretty good story because now we're talking about it. But
I know we've spent a couple minutes on it.
Yeah,
a lot of talk about more expansion teams. I'm just saying.
It's
heating up.
I mean. It's hard. I mean, I guess I don't know. You can talk about like the dilution of talent, but like when you look at our AHL team and how many people could still come up, like,
it's still there. The magic number I've been throwing around at $1 billion is now what people are starting to say that's what it's going to cost to get the next team.
The next one? What did Seattle play?
750.
650.
Was it?
Yeah. It was 500 for Vegas.
Okay.
Then it was 650 for Seattle.
Yeah.
So,
I think you're, okay.
I mean, the thing is, like, those are two sports starved cities, right? Seattle's a great sports town, and they have the fucking Mariners and the Seahawks. So, like, mediocre all around. So, I mean, since the Supersonics left, like,
Super
there's
soft.
Been a, there's been a hole for that type of sport, right? Mm-hmm. The high energy sport. So hockey was perfect for them.
Right.
I'm surprised that hockey didn't go there when they went to fucking Arizona. Why did Winnipeg move to Arizona and not Seattle? But anyway.
Sure, probably had something to do with
that.
That
was for a pod 20 years ago.
Yeah. So the two biggest talk cities, it was probably because it's mostly American media.
Mm-hmm.
Are once again Houston and Atlanta. Houston makes sense.
Houston makes sense, right? Yeah. I don't know, it's very fucking humid there, even compared to Dallas, but Houston can make sense.
Do you think that the humidity is a legit challenge?
Yes.
Like, not with the technology that we put in crypto that
if they utilize that, then yeah. I could see it.
Then but it yes, fucking humidity, works great.
Humidity is a huge challenge.
It works great.
They won't have to use any water outside. They can fucking use drinking. They get their drinking
from,
water.
From, yeah, humidity.
But why would they put, why would you go to Atlanta for a third time?
I know.
Why?
Yeah, fool me once, right?
Well, someone I feel said, like once said that third time's a charm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, and then welcome to Atlanta where the players play. So, I mean, clearly a sports town. That's probably what they're talking about. That's
I don't. You would look so dumb if it failed again.
Yeah.
So fucking dumb. Like, what other, I mean, I feel like there's other cities that would do better, right? They're probably just not big enough. Like, Salt Lake City would probably do better than Atlanta, but it's not huge like Atlanta is.
Yeah.
Also, we don't need another fucking team in the West.
They just kick another team out. I mean, if they're going to bring in two more teams, we're going to get another team in the West. Quebec, so many people want NHL to go back to Quebec, but
there's not enough.
Apparently, there's not enough people there.
There was not enough corporate.
It was corporate, right? Yeah, corporate sponsorship to support a team. Yeah. Hey,
animated home.
Good to know you're safe.
I don't know. I mean, James, bias aside, like where do you like, I guess, where would you want to see another NHL team? Dennis, same question.
I don't hate Houston because I would love to see a interstate rivalry, right? I think it's easier for teams when they can hit, you know, when they have puddle jumpers, to go, you know, back to back games. So it kind of makes that Dallas hit, you know, a little easier and a little more feasible.
Speaking of Dallas back-to-backs, wait till you see the fucking humdinger we got this week. Oh,
yeah, the roughest part. Mm-hmm. So for that aspect, I think it's a really good choice.
I think Houston could work.
Yeah, logistically for the league and also for the city can support it.
Yeah, Houston's big. I was thinking like Austin, but Houston is definitely bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think is more of a sports town than Austin will ever be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The Austin artists.
I don't know. I don't think you could put another team in Northern California. I don't think there's enough there. Sharks fans are about all you can pull out of that area. You know, Portland?
Well, and it would be tough to put another team in the same geographical area when a team is struggling so bad.
I don't know like what Trailblazers games cost to get into, but I feel like Portland might work. It's big enough. I just don't know if like they just have the Trailblazers, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what attendance looks like at those games either.
I don't know what it costs to get in a Trailblazers game. I can't imagine it's too crazy.
Norfolk, Virginia. That's just the Navy and me coming out.
I'll tell you what,
there's a lot of people there. There's a lot of people there. And if you think logistically, just like San Diego, which is another decent city, San Diego is the same with the Navy down there. Is you have so many young people. Right. Looking for things to do. Uh-huh. Like the concerts there were always packed because people just had expendable money. Mm-hmm. And so they had so many concert venues. There was a lot of live bars that you can go. And there was a local circuit just to listen to live music. And it was like on weekdays. There was live bands playing on weekdays.
I mean, there's another place that sounds very familiar. It was New Orleans.
Yeah.
Speaking of humidity, where is Norfolk in respect to DC? Okay, that's not close.
Yeah, not too close.
Yeah, because the Caps are moving to Virginia.
Right. Yeah, they'd be on the upper end of the state though, so it wouldn't be any conflict. That's ours and a giant bridge or tunnel. Yep. So,
would you see Richmond as a viable option?
That's a lot closer to where the Caps would be.
Sure.
I think population wise, I think Norfolk just has a very unique population in that there's a lot of transient people and a lot of chance to pick up new fans.
Yeah.
As you know, people get stationed there for 2-3 years and then move. Well, 2-3 years move.
And then you spread the hockey like love throughout exactly. the United States.
But, exactly. But season ticket holders are huge. Is there enough population that would
absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Norfolk is thriving. There's a lot of people there.
That's an interesting choice.
And it's just because I live there.
What would the team name be?
Well,
you got to lean into that Navy heritage. The fucking
midshipmen. Come on.
The Admirals, right?
Yeah, there you go.
I think there were the Admirals for the minor league team, the ECHL team. So the Norfolk Admirals, I think.
So population of Norfolk, Virginia is 235,000. However, close by Virginia Beach is 457,000.
Does that include like military? Yeah, Norfolk Admirals.
There you go.
So
can't use that.
Naval Station, I would assume.
We went to Admirals games a decent amount. I went to more Admirals games than I watched Kings games while I was there.
I mean, it makes sense because you're on the East Coast, so.
Yeah. The two places that 90s. I've seen that I like, I think Toronto could support a second team.
Probably, but.
And.
You'd have to have enough diehard Toronto fans that are so fucking upset that they're willing to go after a new team.
Well, the like, they're going to a Leafs game isn't attainable for a lot of people.
It's true.
Like, because it's so expensive. Like, it's the most expensive.
How much were your tickets?
Ticket in the league, I believe.
Yeah, they were the most expensive tickets.
Oh, yeah. But do you remember
where
they were?
And hardest to get, too. Like, we actually, we were about to leave for our trip, and we still didn't have tickets to the game.
Shit.
Oh, dang.
They definitely can support it.
There's another large city right there, right next to them, Mississauga. Like, that would help support it as well. I think it works, and I think it would be really funny if they came into the league and they won a Stanley Cup before the Leafs won another one.
what we talked about fantastic. Was Hamilton.
Is that they're in Toronto?
That was the city we went through where I was talking.
So they're going
to
be the Toronto whatever the team Bulldogs. Name of Hamilton.
Well, that's where Fauci was saying there's a lot of people there, and look at the transit. They're all driving Toronto. So if you gave them their own team,
yeah,
then you would probably pick up a ton of those Toronto fans just right there, and it's far enough to where. You're not trying to grab people from Toronto to go there, but you can get all these smaller cities.
There is an AHL team there.
In Hamilton?
Yeah.
And apparently a great play.
Yeah. I'm saying you call the Alexander Hamiltons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That would work great in Canada.
Yeah. What would be funny is to use this.
He is an immigrant.
To use the city name as the mascot instead. Yeah.
Why are you guys so like patriotic for America?
What if it was just the Hamiltons? It's the city and the team name at the same time.
The Hamiltons. The Hamilton Hamiltons.
All right.
The other one that I like is KC.
Okay.
I feel like Kansas City could support a hockey team.
Do they want to, though?
I don't know. They've had a hockey team there before.
When?
Long time ago.
And you said had.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think it was like in the 50s or 60s or something like that. But that, talk about a sports city. Like, those people love their fucking Chiefs. There's nothing else to do there.
Yeah.
Like, they've got, the only thing I could really worry about is
you got the football. Royals, though.
Yeah, but they suck.
They do, and it's also opposite of hockey season.
What is?
Baseball season.
Baseball. Yeah, but football is the same.
Football is the same, but there's only 8 home games a year, right? 8 or 9?
Yeah, 8. That's correct.
So.
KC Scouts. That sounds right.
What about Ohio?
There's already two teams in Ohio. Don't need a third.
Mm-hmm. No.
Cincinnati's a shit town, so.
Louisville.
You're going real like fucking Midwest, where like too far south in the Midwest for that to be popular.
Well, I mean, okay, Washington moves further south. Does that open up like Baltimore?
I thought of Baltimore, but I don't see Baltimore as a hockey town. You ever been there?
Yeah.
Does not seem like a hockey town to me.
Dunbar was based out of there, so I've been there for 10 years.
Does not seem like a hockey town to me.
You know who's a big hockey town, but you're not getting a lot of people go there? Everybody in Maine.
Maine?
Yeah. Hey, fucking Old Dominion. Everybody loves hockey out there, so.
They couldn't make it work in Connecticut, so.
Wrong Portland.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Mike Alexander says Van Nuys.
Van Nuys vultures.
Yeah, all right, moving on, because we could talk about this all day. Connor Hellebuck's dad's fucking awesome.
You know, I'd say fuck it. Just put a team in Fort Worth.
Right next to Dallas.
Right next to Dallas. It's like, what, a half hour away?
What about Ensenada? Yeah.
There you go.
Ooh, there you go. Mexico.
You get a lot of people traveling to those games.
Tri-country.
No Gallus.
No, thank you.
No go. I think that's where Arizona's gonna move.
No Gallus.
Probably get better attendance.
They got to pronounce their name differently. This is now the Coyotes.
I think there's a tilde in there. You guys drank.
Did you guys see? We planned that all along.
Yeah.
Did you see Connor Hellebuck's dad like all over Instagram, or I guess it was Twitter, on the dad's trip?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I saw the reports about it.
Yeah. So just a couple bangers here.
whoa.
Hey.
Chuck Hellebuck, which is a great name.
That's his name. Way.
Chuck Hellebuck.
Hell of a name.
I like that.
3-1 Jets win. Burgers gone. Barbecue beef gone. Tofu salad untouched. That's dad's for you. Next one is nachos, beef, and cheese. No salads. Dad's and company approve. And then my favorite one, it's literally like the Jets warming up. And he just says, kid warming up. Like it's no big deal that his son's in the fucking NHL.
It's pretty cool.
And then he said, final game of the mentor trip, which I thought was hilarious. Got to share the locker room in celebration with my son, which is pretty fucking cool. So
that's rad.
Yeah. And they went golfing one day in Arizona, which was pretty cool. But so anyways, what else you got? Voicemails? In Arizona.
Got a voicemail
for a state with not much water.
Voicemail.
Singular. Have you been to Palm Springs?
There's more golf courses in Phoenix than in Scottsdale than there are in Palm Springs.
You sure?
Probably not.
Sure. You sure about that?
You sure about that? I know Palm Springs got a few, but Scottsdale's got quite a bit. Are you gonna play this or
wait for you guys to break?
It's the King's Realm podcast.
Hey, Russ sounds like me. Whoa.
This is Russessa and shit, what's going on? Beer League, we took a tough L tonight. We got reffed. Legitimately, we got reffed. I scored a goal in like the first minute. Absolutely buried one top shelf, and the ref, I guess, was out to lunch. He blew the whistle and said he didn't see it go in. It was like the weirdest thing. It was honestly the weird. I've never had a goal called back like that. It was really not even called back. He just missed it, plain missed it. Anyway, some bad calls as well. So I think we lost like 6-4. We tried to battle back.
Go to Toronto?
But anyway, I did bury another one later off the post. So had one, should have had two, whatever. Nobody wants to talk about me. Who cares? But
I think that's why we do this segment.
It's a Tuesday night. I don't really know how much we are going to want to talk about the Kings because it's now 6 losses in a row. I didn't get to watch the game tonight because my cable was not working.
Yeah,
I'm one of those weirdos that still has cable just so that I can watch the Kings. But anyway, Let's just go to the week ahead. I think we got four. I'm assuming you guys are recording either late Tuesday night next week or Wednesday. So, oh wait, no, but you'll have this one tomorrow or tonight. I don't. Oh my God, I don't know what's going
Wednesday,
on.
Wednesday.
Give me some weed. Put me to bed. I don't even know what to say. Let's go. Let's stick with the week ahead. All right, I'm going to assume four games. I think it's away at Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fuck this order up. Florida, Carolina, Dallas. Missing one after Florida. Who's after
Detroit.
Florida? I'm going to go. I think we're going to start to work our way out of this slump. I'm hoping the boys are going to bond with a little, you know, who cares? Go to a museum, go to a park. Who cares? Team building. Some kind of a team building. I think we got to get back to being buddies and loving to play hockey because
jet
I would
skis
guess
in
that
Florida.
Locker room is probably a little low right
jet
now.
Jet skis
least,
in Florida.
That's my guess. So let's do some team bonding. I'm going to go 2-2. I'm not even going to pick out the individual games because I can't remember who the third team is. And if I look 14. At the schedule right, I think all four games are against teams that are about the similar record to us, all East teams. Maybe it's another Tampa game. I don't know. Fuck it. Let's go 2-2. Oh God, it makes me want to barf. Sorry to have such a depressing voice. No,
I'm going OTLs. So
the team's 0-6 right now.
Sorry, already in.
I don't know. Maybe you guys will have something fun to say. Okay, see ya.
Bye. Yeah. I do have something fun to say. So while he was going, I Googled it. Palm Springs has
130.
He's already looked.
Scottsdale has over 200.
Yeah. That's insane. That's fucking nuts.
It's fucking nuts how many golf courses Scottsdale has.
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah. I remember there being a lot. There's some really nice golf courses out there in the middle of the fucking desert. So. Yeah.
All right. So since Russ kind of let us into it, and Mikey is fucking slacking, apparently they don't have cell phones in Idaho. Do you think he's visiting Sean? Didn't Sean move out to Idaho?
Sean, I thought, went to like Montana.
That's the same thing.
No, it was that Travis moved to like Iowa or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Sean might have been Idaho, like it's Idaho, Montana, or something like that.
The answer to Mikey's question is 6, I believe. How many current NHL logos have a hockey stick in them?
The Sharks.
Mm-hmm. Who else?
Well, I mean, are we talking main logos or are we talking alternates too?
Main logos, I suppose.
The Kings.
Yes.
They're really tiny.
Yeah.
But they're in there.
Very tiny.
Tiny.
It's a bitsy.
I mean, if you're going alternates, Arizona would.
With the Kachina?
Yeah. There's a stick in there.
Maybe they did do the alternates because there was some that didn't look like. Anyways. I'm pretty sure it's 6 though.
It's Tampa? No.
No. The Thrashers. Oh, wait.
Main logos, so not Arizona. Not Detroit, not Toronto. Not Vancouver. Islanders?
Islanders.
What was it?
No, I don't think so.
He said just main logos.
Yes, the Islanders do in the Y.
Okay.
So there's three.
The Capitals. Their L is a hockey stick.
Okay.
The Penguins.
Are you looking at them though?
No.
The Penguin has a hockey
You're
stick.
You're leaning in really hard. You're not even giving us a chance. Yeah, because the Penguin has a stick in his hand.
Uh-huh. I'm just stretching my back.
Yeah.
You're fucking this up for us, Jordan. This is the whole reason Mikey doesn't want to do trivia online. Because of you.
Yep.
It's not just me.
It's not just me.
You just represent.
There's other people.
We were doing
cheat.
Pretty good.
I'm the guy that goes to the bathroom during trivia often. I got to pee a lot. sorry, guys. Got to pee again. So the answer to that question is Mike. Who would be number six?
I won't say it.
There is one?
Maybe.
Is the number six?
Yeah, Mikey said it's six. Oh, no, wait. You didn't.
No, he said he's definitely looking. What is Colorado? Colorado? There's... No.
Mikey says, I think it's five. We need five.
There's five. Mikey asked this question. I thought this was like trivia time and he knew the answer. He doesn't even know the answer.
I think it was on Bar Down or something like that. The thing that I saw, it was six. I don't think it was Bar Down. I think the other podcast were those two guys that are like Shorzy. And they did include Arizona as one of them. Okay. If you go to NHL.com, they use the Kachina
as their logo.
Really? Yeah. Oh, did they switch it this year to that being their main logo?
They may have.
They might have switched it last year because it was on the ice.
I think they might have. I think I remember something about that. Six with Arizona. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, those two, I don't know what that podcast is called, but they have some pretty good content on the Instagrams. Apparently somebody wrote in and said that he's in a beer league. It's a 16-team league that they have a live draft every season. For beer league for 16 teams.
Wow.
And each team gets a keeper, like their like best player, and then like a locker room guy. So like the guy that like either like brings like the beers or like orders wings before.
The glue guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they're like the question was like which glue guy are you gonna draft? But they were just blown away, like who has the time and like puts in the effort for 16 teams for a beer league to do a live draft
every year.
Yeah.
So they like every year the teams are all mixed up.
Yep.
So you're not playing like with your bros every year, like which is the reason you play beer league.
Was like, yeah, exactly. Like that's the whole point why you play beer league, is so you go get to spend a night with your bros.
I mean, there are teams that are just a bunch of people that just want to play, but there's also plenty of teams like you're playing with your friends.
Yeah.
I wonder if they do it like they do like drafting Pinto League, where it's like everybody tries out and then they grade you as like all the coaches say, okay, they agree on who the first rounders are, who the second rounders are.
League,
who,
yeah.
Yeah.
Luke just did his evals on Monday because we missed on Saturday.
Yeah. So all the coaches get together and they decide, whoa, Jesus.
Whoa.
God bless.
Don't mind me. Let me see that. No.
He's not a swallower.
Definitely not. Sorry to disappoint.
So I wonder if they do it that way. So that it's an even draft.
Let's try again.
You know, you.
But you get your two keepers, though. So they like maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that was that Adita was left out. But
so interesting. Digging that, too. But all right. Anything else?
Do we want to talk about how the Ducks organization is trash?
Yes.
Per my experience in San Diego.
Always.
Because if not, then we could just move on. But
I said yes.
Okay. So end of Christmas break for us. We decided to make a little trip down to San Diego.
The whale's vagina.
More commonly known as the whale's vagina. And part of the reason why we went down to San Diego was like, let's go to an AHL game. And we're not going to go vacation in Ontario. Sorry, rain. But
why not?
So we go.
It's beautiful.
We
it's got palm trees and everything.
Hey, gorgeous Hooters. This time of year.
Movie?
Oh, God. Come on.
Nobody?
No.
Old school.
Nope. Mm.
That's a line in old school?
Yeah, he comes home early from the convention.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to the office. And he's like,
hey, we didn't go to Hooters.
How is Hooters? He says it.
Hooters. I haven't seen that movie in so long. Got to watch it again.
We also went down to go to SeaWorld, which apparently is like controversial for some people. Mike, you've seen your post. SeaWorld?
Oh, okay.
So, because we were going to a goals game, which unfortunately was against the Buzzards. Just kidding, it's the Condors.
What a terrible name for a team.
I mean, Condors isn't much better.
Yeah,
and they're from Bakersfield.
Better than Buzzards. I mean, Bakersfield Buzzards sounds better than Bakersfield Condors.
It does. It was the only game that was there that because we're coming home Saturday and there was a game Saturday. So we go down and we select our hotel location solely based on the fact that it's a 5-minute drive from SeaWorld and we're literally right across the street from Pechanga Arena. Uh-huh. So we could walk to the game. It happens to be $2 beer night.
Fuck yeah.
Just happens to be.
Yeah.
Happens to be. So fantastic. It happens also that...
I think hockey was the third motivation for him to be there. Wasn't even on the top two.
It was top two.
$2 beer night was number one for sure.
Fair.
$2 beer night at Rossmore Bowl was epic.
And so turns out by Pechanga Arena's a little ghetto. There was a Phil's Barbecue right across the street. So that was nice and it was delicious. Friday rolls around. 3 hours before the game, we get a email from Vivid Seats, which that was a mistake. Hey, by the way, the game is postponed because of a water main break inside the arena that's affecting the playing area.
Ooh.
Yeah. So they... cancel that game. They had a back-to-back on Saturday. They postponed both of those games. So, meanwhile, we're staying in the hood for no good fucking reason.
Is it hood down there?
It was a little hood. Point Loma, I think, was the city that was actually in, which there were some nice parts, but lots of homeless folk.
Yeah, that's everywhere now.
That's true. So... anyways, all that to say that the Ducks organization is trash.
Well, I mean, did they take care of you?
Still waiting on my refund from Vivid Seats, but I corresponded with Vivid Seats. They said, oh, unfortunately, we can't give you a refund for a postponed game because it's still going to happen. I'm like, well, we came down here and we don't live here. And you need to fucking refund my money. They're like, oh, we don't do that. I was like, then I just said, oh, well, other ticket providers have done that. So they said they would. But they're like, hey, send it to this random alphanumeric Yahoo email address.
Oh, yes.
But it was coming from their legitimate, like, customer service, like, email address.
They wanted you to transfer the tickets back to this... address?
Yeah.
Why, if they issued them, why can't they just cancel the tickets?
Yeah.
No idea. So, needless to say, the tickets weren't that expensive. So I transferred them in hopes that maybe I do get a refund, and if I don't, then I don't give a fuck.
Are you sure you weren't chatting with the Prince of Nigeria?
Their grammar was suspect, so maybe. Yeah, I kind of sat on it for a day and I sent them an email. I was like, can you please clarify why I'm sending this to a random alphanumeric Yahoo address?
Yeah.
And again, from the same support at vivid.com, sent back a response. So I don't know. I'll keep you guys updated. Let's just say that.
Yeah. I'm sure the Gulls would be like, yeah, you bought from Vivid Seats, so you got to talk to them.
That's why I didn't go down that avenue. Bring the kiddos to a rain game. Yes, we've actually already looked at the calendar, too, for that. Hopefully we can work something out. We'll stay out there. We should all go. It'll be fun. I've never been. We should go on a Friday.
The first Friday in Ontario.
Of the month.
First Friday of the month.
Mm-hmm. What's up with first Friday?
Oh, is it $2
beer night? Our $2 beer night. If I remember correctly.
What beers are they serving up for $2 beer night?
From my recollection for the rain, it is Bud Light.
So I cannot partake. I'll get a headache before I get a buzz.
That sounds like a you problem.
It is.
It's because they make it with fine. Rice.
Yeah.
Instead of
make it like shit.
Ooh, PBR, $2 Bud Lights, $5 seltzers.
I'll do PBR.
I don't think it's PBR. I'm gonna trust the other mic that happens to work there.
Yeah, Bud Lights can't do it. $5 seltzers. Yeah, does that do anything for you, Jordan?
No.
What about that non-alcoholic White Claw?
Wait, what? That's a thing?
Yeah.
Just have a fucking LaCroix.
Right?
Right, yeah. So it's just expensive, yeah, expensive LaCroix.
It's non-alcoholic White Claw.
Yeah, or like a Perrier. At least, fucking... It's going to be funny, like, when when I find a non-alcoholic White Claw and I put it in my vodka soda.
Taylor Swift's going to be there.
Kids' night coming up. First responders night, Taylor Swift night. Oh, my God, my girls will want to go. Are they going to hang a banner, though, for Taylor Swift night? Because I'm not going to participate in that.
They're going to give out the banner.
Why? Everybody gets a banner.
It's like the little Kings Stanley Cup banner that I have. Like little suction cups I can stick it to the window.
That would be hilarious.
Taylor Swift banner.
From Staples Center.
Mm-hmm. Why you got to bring up old shit? All right. Anything else before we get to the next thing?
We're going to talk about the Drysdale trade.
Okay.
To Philly.
What about it?
The guy said he wanted to be in Philly, then he said he didn't want to be in Philly, so he got traded to the Duck for Drysdale and
a second round
pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. This all comes the day after everybody finds out that Drysdale and Zegras hit each other in the nuts for every game.
Oh no, that's been out there.
Getzloff was in that.
There's
that
a video of Getzloff. He's just watching him do it. He's like,
I love the caption on that video. It's like, this is when Getzloff knew he had to retire.
Yeah.
The
look on his face is like, what the fuck is going on right now? Like, we're about to fucking play a game. You guys are like fucking sack tapping each other.
Like, it's that clock that's processing. Yeah. Like, it's still processing like what he just saw.
Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
That's like buffering.
Although it did have their Bleacher Report was talking about possible implications for Sean Walker, making issues for him as well, being 29, being on the elder side of that team that wants to bring in more firepower. So might see a move for Walker here, potentially, given that trade. So,
ain't coming back here.
Not gonna work here anymore. not gonna work here. All right.
I'll never forget the first time you busted that on the show for Neuwirth. So good. All right. We got Flo Rida, right?
Yeah, Thursday at Florida. They're decent at hockey. They are currently second in the Atlantic at 23-12-2, 6-4-0 in their last 10. And 12-5-0 at home with a plus 17 goal differential.
OTL.
Sticking with it. I love it. I'm going to call it a win. I'm calling it a win. I don't think this team goes 7 in a row.
You optimistic son of a bitch. I love you.
I'll call it a loss.
We're on the board here.
Cover them all.
Yep.
Yeah, we got them all covered. Someone's getting a point.
Yeah, it hasn't happened in a while, so. Yeah, because Jordan, you called the loss for Tampa Bay. Sorry, bud.
Did I?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Sorry. You would have had the nuts to call it OTL.
D's? Mikey's calling 5-0. There's only 4 games this week. All right, Saturday at Detroit. I know, that'd be fucking sick. Saturday at Detroit, they are fifth in the Atlantic, 18-16-4, 3-7-0 in the last 10. We're one of those three. And they are 10-7-3 at home with a plus 6 goal differential. That is also a win.
That's a win.
That's an OTL.
For Sir Jordan Heckman.
Sir Jordan Heckman. He just knighted himself.
I did.
A lot of liberties taken on this show.
Monday at Carolina. Keep that in your back pocket. Carolina is second in the Metro, 21-13-4, 6-1-3 in their last 10, 10-3-3 at home with a plus 12 goal differential. That is a loss.
I kind of want to just call that one a straight loss, but I'm going to
No, no, no.
I'm just gonna fucking grenade my whole season here in this 1 week.
That's a win.
Ooh, someone's getting a point.
Wow.
Hey, I'm playing strategy here on the board. I need to make up points.
It looks fair. Different when you can see it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It makes you think about it.
It's like a beautiful mind right now. I'm working on the calculations.
There's not a lot of green.
There's zero green.
There's zero green for a while here.
Mikey believes that we may have never beaten Carolina. Can't remember the last time we defeated them. Look it up. Jaden!
Stat muse.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so going back to that fucked up back-to-back, after Carolina, we're changing time zones. We're going to Dallas on Tuesday. That hurts.
On a back-to-back?
Uh-huh. Carolina, Dallas, back-to-back. They are third in the Central, 22, 10 and 4, 7, 2 and 1 in their last 10. They are 12, 6 and 1 at home with a plus 12 goal differential.
OTL.
You know, I came into this episode not being rainbows and butterflies. I'm not sure what the opposite of that is. We should come up with something. And I thought I was going to go into the week ahead the same way, but feels like it's time to turn around. So I'm going to go win against Dallas. The backside of a back-to-back. And I don't think we've won the backside of a back-to-back yet this season.
We'll go loss.
James is trying to make up points anywhere he can. If we lose in overtime every fucking game this week.
None of us were going to get it then.
I would.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're doing it for a specific reason. None of us would have got that. Okay, all-time record against Carolina. Games played, 85. We won 38, lost 36.
I have a winning record. What about...
Goals for 301 and goals against 294.
Well, that's all time. That's got to be going back to Hartford. That's
all time.
Yeah, it's going back to Hartford then.
Yeah, it's got to.
Yeah, it's got to.
You look at the number of games, that's going back to Hartford.
Yeah, because there's ties in there.
Okay, Carolina on the road, 43 games, 14-21 with 5 ties and 3 OTLs.
According to Mikey, it's been 5 years since we had a win against Carolina. Sorry, 5 seasons. You still want that win, James?
Yep.
Okay.
I've died on bigger hills.
Smaller hills.
I've died on bigger hills.
It's all time since. Yeah. 38, 36, 8 and 4. 8 ties. Go. That's how you know it's going back to Hartford.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
When did they move?
Before 2016.
1997.
Okay. Let's see if the Stat Muse gets this. If this does, then Stat Muse is amazing.
I was 10 years old when that happened.
Hartford. Okay.
So you just got to add those up.
I mean, it's giving you game by game. Unlock 2 times data.
Oh, $20
a month.
Sign up. They got you.
All right, so, okay. So since 2015. Oops, not one. There we go. I'm just going to fucking manipulate your data. Loss.
What's that?
Win. 2018 was the last time we won against Carolina.
10 and 2.
Yeah, but... That's since 2015. The last win was at home, 2-0 win, December 2nd, 2018. So it's been a while.
Yeah, since 20, I just looked up, since 2017, the Kings are 3-8-2.
I'm just going to let you know that the last two times they lost to them were OTLs, so.
There you go.
There you go.
Essay.
All right, is that it?
That's it.
That's what we got.
We made ourselves a show.
Unless
well
Mikey
over an
got
hour.
His shit together and left the voicemail.
Don't. No, nope, we're done. We're done. Hour and 20. Done. We're done.
You're done.
You're done, you fucking scumbag.
Run it out.
All right. Be sure you're following us everywhere at Kings Realm Pod. Subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Like, don't come to my house. That'd be weird.
You should subscribe there. What are we looking at?
I'm just waiting. Then you see if oh, yeah, sure.
You I thought you were just showing me how cool your privacy fucking film is on this shit.
Just wait and see if voice comes
effective.
In before.
Very effective. I'm just going to say that.
Necessary on this phone.
562-317-0087. Leave us a voicemail. Send us a text. Same like number. Mikey's trying to do right now. And
not going
to
make it.
Check out thehockeypodcastnetwork.com. Got a bunch of podcasts there.
They do. Probably a winning. Probably winning teams.
I mean, you can go have fun listening to other teams suffer, like Toronto or whoever. But whatever. Do what you gotta do. Yeah, we're done. For James Woodlock, Jordan Heckman. I'm Dennis Wilson saying,
go Kings, go! Go Kings, go! Go Kings, go!
You guys glitched on me. That's got to be bad.